OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your girl, Sweet Tea, the Sassy Diva Talk Show. Everyone, I just wanted to say around this time, like I always do around this time, thank you for taking time out to listen to me, because you could have been doing anything in the world, but you took time out to listen to your girl, Sweet Tea. This evening, I wanted to talk, excuse me, so kindly, from my throat. I'm trying to be cute, but I can't. So I decided just to be myself. But anyways, this evening that I wanted to talk about Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston, to me, she, of course, in a lot of people's eyes, knew she was a diva. There's a lot of divas out there, but it's only one diva like her, one voice like her, one gorgeous smile, the way she smiled like hers, and the way she looked in her own personal style she had. It made people want to dance in the mirror and hold a brush in their hand and try to hit those high notes that we wish we could have did, as Shimmy Houston did. At least I did. Many things that Whitney Houston did and left many of the things behind that we can talk about, like this evening. Like when she played in The Bodyguard, Went to His Hell, played in The Preacher's Wife, and the last movie she did was Sparkle. But if you are a true fan of Whitney Houston, and I mean a true fan, you would know in the 80s she even played on Give Me a Break. At least I did. I guess I was a true fan. Even though she's 13 years older than me, once I can start talking and walking and looking at TV and understanding what music and TV was, I was stuck on Whitney Houston. So today, this evening, we're going to have fun talking about the good things that we remember of Whitney Houston. I think I have my girl here, Mocha D. If you in the house, please holler at your girl.
She's not in the house, that would be, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, this caller D in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so, you know, this evening, you know, I'm just, you know, it's just amazing that all the things that people want to talk about now, which I always talked about anyway, but like she said, you're going to respect me more when I'm gone. And it is so true. So today, this evening, at this time, I'm going to remember the good things about women. You know?
Yeah, I definitely understand. I feel you.
Yeah, so before I start running my mouth, is this you on air, if you don't mind, what is one of the things that you like about Whitney?
Well, one thing I definitely always enjoyed was what I guess all of her fans enjoy was her voice. She was known as the voice because she had such a unique voice. So it would definitely be that voice. I don't think there's no singers out there today. And there are some really good ones out there, but I don't think there's anyone that can even touch what Whitney Houston, what she was able to do within her career. And I'm talking about when she first started in the 80s and the 90s and even her last CD in 2009. That was really great as well. So, you know, she's got voice, you know?
Yeah. Of course, that's the main thing that everybody know of Whitney Houston is her voice. Of course, nobody can ever take that away from her, even Rest in Peace. But one of the other things that I admire about Whitney Houston, besides her voice, I love the way she talked. When she talks with power. And the main thing I loved about her is she always put God involved. And with a lot of people that sit there and talk about God or say anything about God, what God did for them or what they want God to do for them or whatever the words I'm trying to say for them or want them, God wants to do or want. When she talked about God, you can tell, you know, you can tell the power behind her voice when she spoke of him. And a lot of people speak of God, but when she spoke, you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen. At least I did. You know, it caught my attention. Like, okay, you know. So, and I loved her teeth. She has some gorgeous teeth.
Yeah.
See, and nobody, I don't think nobody to this day could pull off a bowl like she did when it came to her.
Yeah. She was just always definitely adorable. She was definitely adorable. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people even know this part about her, but she was also a model. She actually was featured in one of the a magazine, and she was the first African-American woman to be featured in that magazine.
The Teen magazine. She was the first African-Black model in a Teen magazine. Yes, you are right. And the girl who was in that Teen magazine was her best friend. She asked, because she, and she won a model, but she insisted that she wanted her to be in the magazine with her.
It was 17 magazine, to be exact.
Right, 17 magazine, yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they all was like, well, why she didn't, you know, why she didn't be a model? But then everybody was like, well, you know why? Because that beautiful voice she had. That gorgeous
voice. She actually
voice.
Did model for a little bit.
And for a little while, but they was like, why she didn't stick with it.
Right.
She didn't stick with it because everybody wanted that gorgeous voice she had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That, so, I mean, what's one of the good songs that you really, I mean, it's a lot of songs out there. And I know I got people on the line who probably want to call. I'm going to open up the phone lines in a minute, but I just want to ask you a real quick question real fast. She made so many good hits, of course, but what is one song you just say, I definitely got to hear?
Probably Saving All My Love for You, the one you played a little bit ago.
Saving All Your Love. That's the one for you. That's my favorite one.
But
you said that's
Excel,
the one you just got
to hear. Choop Choop Excel. Excel as well.
But you know what? I know she made a lot of songs, and I love all her songs. But one of the songs I definitely love to hear, Heartbreak Hotel. This is the Heartbreak Hotel. You said you'd be here by nine. Oh, I can't sing. I love that song. Now, she got down on that song because there's a lot of people who was waiting in a hotel, Heartbreak Hotel.
All right.
Oh. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. And then when I come back, I will be opening up the phone line talking about what it is this evening, everyone.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Procom Voices is your complete resource for finding professional voiceover talent for all types of projects. Radio and TV, flash, corporate video narrations, and more. Here's what sets Procom apart. We give you fast access to professional voice talent from all across the country. Actors and actresses who are handpicked by Procom and experienced in bringing copy to life. And you direct your voiceover session live, by phone, as it's happening, so you can be sure of the results. Start by searching our online talent demos broken down into convenient categories. Or call our casting experts for helpful advice in finding the perfect voice. Once you've chosen one or more voice talents, simply submit your script and book your talent online. Or just call us, toll free. At session time, you'll be connected to Procom by phone patch. Listening in on your session, you'll have the ability to interact with the voice talent you've cast and direct them yourself. Try multiple styles, hear playback, and request editing from your Procom producer to craft the perfect read. We can even connect directly to your favorite local studio via ISDN. Once you're satisfied with your recording, your files are immediately uploaded to our secure FTP site in the format you request. and you're sent a link by email. Procom Voices, top quality voiceovers. Simple, fast, and affordable. Contact us today to get started.
I'm back, Sweet Tea, the Sass of Diva Talk Show. One moment on my phone line. Do I have a caller? Go on, let's go on tour.
Yeah, you have a caller. I think it's Buck.
Okay.
Sounds like he might be scared, Sweetie.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how you doing, Bud?
Hey, how's it going? How you doing, Sweetie? How you doing, Caller B?
I'm doing good.
Hey.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
That's Caller B on the other side of town.
Okay. I have a good memory about Whitney Houston when she did a Super Bowl National Anthem back in, like, 1991. And she, like, blew it up.
That was your favorite.
It seemed like after she did that, because really no major recording stars like singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl. And after she did it, like, they couldn't wait to sign up to do it because she did it and did a good job.
Right.
All the exposure she had got, and she like, you know, she like, said like a little thing right there. Now you see now it's all major superstars that want to sing for the Super Bowl.
Right.
And wasn't nobody because a year before her, like what, Kathy Lee Gifford sang the national anthem. She ain't no singer.
Yeah, they said right because they said no one. This is what they say. The world.
Yes.
No one could ever do that song perfect. A lot of people who would sign up to sing the press release song, they was nervous because no one could. Sometimes some people couldn't get the words right or they couldn't hit the high note. So when Whitney did it, it was just like, wow. Even this one girl said she was proud to be black that day. I'm like, all righty. But, and it's true though. It is what it is. It's not like we sitting here saying Whitney Houston is all that, all this, because she's resting in peace now. Whitney Houston was all that, alive and resting in peace. It is what it is. You feel me, bud?
Yeah.
So what was one of your favorite songs out of all her songs? I know it's a lot of them, but what song did you just definitely have to say?
It's hard to say because I like all her music. It's kind of hard to say, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, but
I have a very favorite one.
You breaking up.
Oh, I am? Can you hear me now?
Yes, you said your very favorite one was what?
I think I really have a very favorite. I pretty much like her songs, all her songs. So I really don't think I have a very favorite one.
Okay, so basically you want me to leave you alone about that? You better just leave you alone about that one.
All the songs pretty much the same. They're all good.
Yeah, but so did you ever see Whitney Houston, which he playing on Give Me a Break? You remember that TV show, Give Me a Break?
Give Me a Break for Neil Carter?
Yeah. Yes. You ever see her? Did you ever see her on that one?
No, I don't remember her on there. Was she like one little role or?
Yeah, she wasn't playing on there. She just had a little part on there. And she had a friend that she was hanging with, whatever. But my close up shirt, since you ain't a true fan, you would have known. You would have known about that. But since you don't know, I ain't no sister me getting into it. But did you?
Give me a break.
Did you? Huh?
Because I didn't really care for Give Me a Break.
Did you see how, oh my goodness, did you see her baby picture? Not what she was doing, what she looked like, she was like 3 or 4, but did you see the newborn baby picture?
No, I didn't.
Oh my God. That she was. And I'm the type of person, I don't care what nobody say, people are like, all babies is cute. Not, but I must admit that she was a gorgeous baby. She seemed like she was already born a star, you know? That's what I said when I pushed out my door. I said, you are a star, because she looked at the face already, you know? So silly. But anyways, I just wanted to just say I'm going to take, I want to hear Whitney Houston, and I'm going to open up, but stay with me, okay? Because I don't want you to go nowhere. But I want to play one song by Whitney Houston, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines again for other people. Stay with me. Anyways, on that note, I must admit, I've seen Whitney Houston looking gorgeous in a lot of things. But to me, seeing that video, if you ever seen that video, Runaway, she looked it so gorgeous to me. And it, I was looking at it, I was like, I forget what year it came out. I think it was in like in the 90s, I think, I want to say. If I'm wrong, correct me. But when I was looking, I was like, she had a lace wig. We didn't know nothing about lace wigs herself before we even, I said, these doggone celebrities, they get everything before we get it. So but anyway, she was gorgeous in that video. She really was. And I've seen her look gorgeous a lot of times, but that one right there, she looked just like a little angel. But anyways, I still got my boy Bud with me, and I sure have my girl Mocha D with me now as well.
Oh, definitely. Mocha D is definitely in the house. What's up, sweet Sassy T?
What's up? Yes,
No, I'll send what's up to Bud as well. How you doing?
Oh, all right. How you doing, Mocha D?
Oh, I can't complain, man. You know what, sweet Sassy T? That song, you know, I got the, you know, this show was so...
Hello?
Yeah, I think we lost her.
Yeah, I think we lost her. But, you know, Bug, what I was thinking, like, when she got pregnant, and I was saying to myself, I hope she have a girl. And when she did, but I was like, Whitney Houston is having a baby, you know? And it was just like, wow, now we get to see her being a mother. So it was kind of, you know, a sign to me. And I must admit, Bobby Brown had it going on because he had one of the best chick in the game. It's like JC, so like he got one bad chick, Beyonce. And Bobby Brown had one bad chick. So,
back in the building, I had this phone is tripping today, so I apologize.
I was about
to tell you about this show that you're doing tonight, you know, Sweet Sassy T. I got the whole family here. My whole family is here listening to your show. You know, I have, you know, really five daughters. Even my son, even my nephew, three nephews and a niece. And we all...
much love to my family.
Y'all say what's up, Sweet Sassy T, y'all.
Hey, Sweet Sassy T.
Everybody is in the house, man. This is very, very special. I love Whitney. I feel like she was my sister. You know, I feel like I lost sister, man. So you're doing this show. I just want to say thank you. You guys, calm down. They still saying what's up to you. Hey, listen. I just want to thank you for doing this show this evening. You know, I know a lot of people, some people out there saying that enough is enough, you know, let it rest in peace now. But this is peace and love. And, you know, people get like that. How you gonna stop the love? They want you to stop the love.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stop the hatred.
Right.
Yeah.
Even when she was alive, they wanted us to stop the love. But the true fans are still behind her. We still love her.
That's right, man. I truly did love her, man. I just wanted to let you know that we're all in the house. I'm going to go on mute because I want to hear the songs. I know you got some more beautiful melodies coming. And
but I wanted to ask you a question, like I asked everyone else.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, like I said, it's a lot of good songs out there that Whitney Houston did. But I just, you know, curious, asking people, what's one of the songs that you just have to listen to? We know she did a lot of good ones, but what one song that you have to say, I have to listen to that one?
You know what? You know, the one that you actually just played is one of my favorite songs.
I want to run it to you.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite songs. And everybody loved the theme, you know, with the bodyguard and everything, which was originally Dolly Parton's song, and Whitney just took it to the top, you know what I mean? So, but that song right there was one of my favorites. And I know you already shared with me before. I know if you shared with them prior to me tuning in that one of your least favorites, I just happen to know one of your least favorite songs by Whitney Houston. You like, okay, bring it.
I'm ready.
You know, and I just felt, Yeah, I just found this out when we were listening to I'm Saving All My Love for You. And you told me that you wasn't real crazy about that song because she was singing that song to a married man.
Right.
And, or someone else that's in that relationship, and you was not, that did not move you at all that she was doing. But anyway, it wasn't her personal life experience. It was just in a song. But and it was
right.
Picked up. But I do know that that was not one of your favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. And your point is?
My point is, I was talking about that was not one of your favorite songs. That's all. Ain't nothing. We ain't gonna take this to the, you know, to the promised land or nothing. Ain't no sin. And I know this is all a positive show. I wasn't trying to say that to be anything negative. I was just saying that was just a trip because I didn't know that about you. Because I was crazy about that song, and you made me look at the song a little bit different. You know what I mean? Just the other day, you made me look at the song a little bit different. I never even put that together. I just thought it was a jam.
Yes,
when I was telling you about the song,
I was saying that you can't help but sing it. But when you really start listening to the words, I was like, what the heck? Saving all my love for you for another married man?
That's why
I really didn't care for that song, but you would love to sing it. You can't help but sing it because of her voice. But to say, I'm saying mama love to another, no, that's, I'm good. But
not the business.
Yeah.
You say that is not the business.
That's not the business. But she'll make me, you will wind up singing it because her voice is so good, you will want to sing it. Did you ever, asking a lot of people, well, Bug, at least, and Carla B, did you ever see Whitney Houston in an episode where she played in Give Me a Break in the 80s?
You know what? Only time I had seen it was when they were going through all the different things that she had did, and then that was the first time I had saw that, and it was just absolutely amazing. She looked so adorable, you know, and it's crazy to sound. She's kind of favorite my little nephew, Carlos.
She did a lot of stuff.
I had known that. And there was so many things about Whitney. People just didn't know she was involved in a lot of things. I didn't even know that she was involved with the president of the country.
And if I recall that he called her his daughter.
Isn't that something? Something? Aretha Franklin's goddaughter. Wow, she had a lot of powerful people.
And what's the guy? What's the guy who broke her out when she was 18? What's his name?
You know what? I don't know his name. I don't remember his name. I really don't.
Yeah, but that's
his name
her
is Clive
daughter,
Davis.
God daddy.
Clive
too.
Davis.
I just found
Clive Davis is his name.
Okay, and that's little Bobby Christine godfather. I just found out
that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, so far as I'm concerned, she was born a star. And I seen pictures of her when she was a little girl and a baby. And what I was saying earlier, a lot of people say babies is cute. But like I said, that's not true. You got some babies out there. She was adorable.
Oh, okay.
I mean, oh my goodness. I promise you, you just look it up. She looked like she was already born a star, you know?
Yeah.
That Mocha D. Anyways, I'm going to leave it because I love pretty babies. So when I see her, I'm like, oh my goodness, she was breathtaking, you know?
Yeah, she was horrible.
Yeah. She really was, especially when she had her little ponytail.
Yeah. So how do you like, the blonde Whitney or do you like the black hair Whitney?
I like the, when Whitney did, like, the kind of blonde that she had, it was like a honey blonde. It was kind of toned down honey blonde with a little a brown up in it. That was cute on her skin tone. That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like the light color on her because when she did the too dark, jet black, whatever she had sometimes, it was okay. But when you look past the hair and you look at that gorgeous face, she makes the hair that make her.
So do you still and all, do you like the long hair with me or you like the short hair with me?
I thought you were saying the color, like blonde or...
No, but this is another question. You like the long hair with me or the short hair with me?
I like the long hair, Winnie. What you like?
You know what? You know, Halle Berry made everybody love some short hair, but as you can see, they've been doing short hair way before Halle came along. But, well, not as you can see. She's younger than Halle. I don't know how old Halle Berry is. But I didn't even know Whitney was 48. I thought she was younger than that. I thought she was probably in her 30s. But anyway, I think I like the short hair of Whitney.
Whitney, when she wore the long hair, it wasn't really long. It just came to her shoulders. And I liked that on her. It was cute.
Yeah, she was adorable. And I think she had a lot of fun with her long hair because I'd seen one of the little.
Yeah, we had to
pardon me?
As she kept swinging it and
you know, they showed a little part where she was at the award, somebody was singing for her, and then she took her hands and just went through her hair like, yay! You know,
you better tell her nothing from the walk, from the talk, from the smell, from the switch, from the turn the back, what I told you so looked. She was just a diva.
She was truly a diva, no matter what. Even when she was, what they said, at her lowest point in her life, you know, she still fell in there and wore that little dress and came through there and did that little dance across the stage. And she said, okay, this is me. Love me.
Right.
My good side, my bad side. Love me. And literally through thick and thin, love me. You know what I mean?
And at the beginning, what I was saying earlier, that one thing I liked about Whitney, which caught my attention, because you hear a lot of people talking about God, but when she talked about God, it was like powerful words behind it. And I remember when she was on the interview talking to Barbara Walter, and she asked her, you know, don't pray for me for the drug. Pray for me as a person. And that was, and that's true, you know. And she was just deep, you know. Whitney was deep, and I wish I was her friend because a lot of people who knew her talk so good about her. Like, she looked like the type of person you can get in the room and talk to, and she just let you know about yourself, about herself, and she don't mind. And she just looked like someone you could sit there and talk to and kick knowledge with, talk about the Bible with, and Mocha D, I know you or her would have clicked if you knew her personally. You and if you talk about the Bible, because you know how you get on the Bible. So, I
feel like as crazy as it is, my daughter, you know what, it's so funny because, you know, we old school, period. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And my daughter, Tiffany, is the one that told me that Whitney had passed, right? Well, actually.
Right.
Yes, yeah, she called because we was all in Hollywood, and Tiffany's the one that called and told me that she passed, and Tiffany, you know, she told me, she said, if she could have only seen the look of my face, because, see, they do that, and it's kind of humorous to them. They like to tell me people from the old school past, not to be morbid or anything about it, but they just get a kick out of the look on my face because they say that I act like I knew all of them and grew up with all of them personally. So, you know, I'm serious. So she was like, paused and waited for my reaction, you know, on the phone when she told me. And I was torn, absolutely torn, like I really lost a family member. You know what I mean?
Right. Just laughing about the part when you say your daughter was looking at you like, what she don't do, because you act like you just knew her personally, so that's why she said she was waiting for you to your reaction.
Yeah, it's something else because we genuinely love them. I mean, a lot of people, you know, was really just moved by the fact that they had the services aired. You know, you hear some negative things like, you know, it was a private thing. They should have just let it be private. Whatever. I thought it was absolutely beautiful that they shared that. You know,
if she really wanted, she didn't have to share anything. You know, a lot of people probably think it was wrong, but she really didn't have to. And one thing I changed in the conversation, one thing that I noticed, I mean, what I heard about The Bodyguard, the movie, they said when she was making that movie, she said she desisted that she has to sing that song, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. She said she had to have something godly in that movie. And that's what she wanted. Cause that was, and that was the last song she sung with Kelly Price on stage. So before she passed away. So she loved that song, you know?
She loved the Lord. She loved the Lord. You know what? Her and Kevin Costner, well, I don't know about his relationships and anything, but they did so great. I thought they'd wind up together after that movie. That was amazing.
And it was a rumor going around. I don't know how true it was. Like I said, a rumor, everyone who's listening. After she made that movie, Bodyguard, they were saying that he wanted to be with her.
Wow.
Yep. And Bobby Brown was coming on set and upset about it. But like I said, it was just a rumor. But that's around that time, that's what they were saying.
But, you know, I've never had an interracial relationship or anything like that, but I'd have to highly consider him coming. He's absolutely a
okay.
You know I love him, man.
And I know me, you was talking about that before, who was cuter, Brad Pitt or him. And I was saying, no, Brad Pitt, but when I seen him that day at her funeral on stage and talked nothing but good things about her, and I was like, he is handsome.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do?
Girl.
No, you called Mocha D, didn't you? You called her, didn't you? You say, you're right.
Oh, I thought you would want to know what I did before I called you, not real quick.
Now. This ain't the
10
o'clock show.
That's why I said, no, this week.
Yeah,
are you still with us? Okay, I guess we took over Mocha D. But stay with me. I'm going
to
take a quick commercial break.
Okay, you do the darn thing. And I don't know how much of an ear range Carla B is, but I love you, Carla B.
Everyone falls in love sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah. Say, you'll cry. Life never tells us the winds are wild. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Say,
shoot, shoot, shoot,
baby.
Yes, yes, yes. I love it. And Mocha D, you know, when I was listening to that just now, I was just thinking, like I said, Whitney Houston was 13 years older than me. And the time I knew music or even understand TV, I discovered her. But I'll never forget that, which the video probably was already out, and you know how they repeat videos and all that stuff. And I remember I seen, I know she had a big bow on her head and some tore-up jeans that's for style, and she was singing, I want to dance with somebody. And when I remember when I seen her, I was just like, who is that? You know? Because I already knew who she was. But, that's like me just discovering Michael Jackson when I got old enough, like this generation, when I nieces and nephews and all that. So when I discovered Whitney Houston, I was like, huh, what's that? And she just bouncing around with a big bow on her head, like I was saying earlier. Nobody, nobody could pull out off a bow like Whitney Houston. No.
You know what? You're right about that. I've never thought about that. You are absolutely right.
Okay, nobody can pull off the bow like Whitney Houston did.
You're right.
Okay, that's the truth.
So adorable. So adorable. I mean, and you know what?
Mocha D.
Yes, ma'am.
Not even Minnie. From Dancing Land.
Okay? She'll make Mickey Mouse fall in love, huh? You know?
Okay. Yes, so when I see her, I was like, wow, who is that? And then I remember that I was going through my mom's albums, because that's what people use record players at the time. And that's when I seen Whitney Houston. My mom had her album, whatever, and she was with the short hair. And I was like, and I was confused at first, because I was like, that's Whitney. Okay, I see her with a big bow in her head, and that's the clean cut right here with the short hairstyle. I said, she's pretty any way she do. She's just gorgeous.
Yes, yes. So if you can remember anything, what's the best thing you can say about Whitney?
The best thing I can say about Whitney?
Yeah.
Oh, the best thing I can say about Whitney when she said, like I said earlier, you know, pray for me as a person. That's the best thing I can say about what I loved about that, because like I was saying earlier when she spoke, you hear a lot of people speaking about God, and a lot of people can talk about God, but when she spoke about God, it made me want to just turn around and listen. Like, okay, what Whitney is saying now? Because she always, even her friends, because I thought I was tripping, like, she talk about God a lot, she always been God, but all her friends and who loved her, who was close to her, and they all said that she always talked about God. And that's why I know she's okay. So that was one of the things that I will remember, what she said. Don't pray for me when it comes to the drugs. Pray for me as a person. As a person.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's one thing you like?
Well, you know, basically, I loved her relationship with, as she's known as, Sissy, you know, her mom. I loved their relationship, you know. I remember the interview they showed with her when she was telling her mom, you're my best friend, you know.
I mean,
without you, I'm nothing, you know. She loved
and
her
she
mother.
She loved her mom.
And it says a lot. It says a lot about the person, you know. The word says, you know, the commandment, you know, to honor thy mother is a commandment that is the only one that had an addition to it. You know, the other, thou shalt not keep, period. Thou shalt not steal, period. You know, thou shalt not covet your neighbor, period. But when he wants to honor thy mother and thy father, he added to it, and even he said, and thy days will be longer. It was the only one that he added something to. It's got a lot to say about an individual that honors thy mother, you know. So, I'm sorry to get there, but I'm just saying it's really special when you have a woman.
And she did love her mom.
So she has so much money. She got so much money, so much fame, so much clout. She didn't have to fake it. You know, you got a lot of celebrities
right.
that don't talk to their mama. You know what I mean? Them fighting
okay.
their mother and all
you
this.
Preaching it,
but
girl.
She,
you telling
I'm
the truth. You telling the truth,
what?
Though. And one thing about why those nobody can take away, even her friends and everybody said nobody, and we see in the public eye the things with it came to her daughter. Nobody can't take that away. She loved her daughter. She
yeah.
loved, Whitney Houston loved her daughter. She,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, she did.
You turn around, you're seeing her on stage with her mama. She was just in so much stuff she was doing with her daughter that you could, because a lot of celebrities don't, you don't see that a lot with a lot of celebrities, bringing the baby to the concert, bringing the baby to the Grammys, bringing the, you know, you usually they with the nanny. She was
yeah.
with her baby.
Yes, she was. Where she was.
They got pictures to show that and where you from when she was
yeah.
out the womb. Even in her
yeah.
video with Bobby Brown, she had her newborn baby in the video. All the way up to the age she is now, she her mom was real close. Real close. So I just want to take a moment of a silence right now and have a prayer about wrapping your arms around her family and looking out for her daughter. Just bow your head for a slight second, please. Thanks. And we just, you know, just hopefully that Bobby Christina when she came from, how could I say this? And I want to say it right. She came from a mother who really believed in God, and hopefully that she learned a lot of things, because it started from your mom, from teaching them about the Lord. So hopefully Bob Christina would turn to the Lord like her mom taught her. So I will keep her family, you know, in our prayers. You know?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do know.
Yeah.
God bless you, sweet sassy teeth. God bless you and our family. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
what I said. With
all the love that you have in your heart to do a show, you could have talked about anything. You know, like you said, like you always said at the beginning of the show, people could be anywhere doing anything, but they tuned in to Sweet Sassy Tea, and I'm so glad I did this time, as always. Another wonderful
right.
show, Teresa, Sweet Sassy Tea, showing the love that you have, and I love you forever, and I thank God we're in the land of the living. You know, we're still here. But if I leave this world tonight, know that tonight you've made me happy once again. You've showed me a side of you once again that I cherish. I do. I love you so
right.
very much. That's why I kept saying in the background how much I love, you know, Carla B and all of you guys. You're my family. You're my blood.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I just thank you for doing this show. You know, it says a lot about you, girl. You're excuse expression, you're a hell of a woman, you know.
Like Winnie used to say, I'm every woman inside me.
Girl. No, she didn't say that, sweetheart. She
how she said it. Yes, she did. She redid that song.
Yeah.
She redid that song.
Yeah. She got busy.
Yeah, redid it, and she said at the end, Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. So many people love that woman. So many people. They love Whitney. They love all the Whitneys. Wherever she came, they love Whitney. And you know what?
It's so crazy because all these years I've listened to her songs and stuff, and it seemed like time is funny because it seems like just not during the time when she did that little dance for Michael Jackson and all that type of stuff, you know what I mean? I really just stopped knowing Whitney as a person. I guess it's when she started doing the reality show or whatever, I started looking at her different, but I didn't know she was this. This lady was truly an icon.
Yes,
truly.
She was.
I knew Whitney knew. I said, I know she should know a lot of people, but she knew a lot of people. A lot of people loved her. A lot. And it's like, wow. And it tripped me out because Jermaine Jackson, he was talking about her. And I was like, damn, she knew the whole, they've been knowing her ever since she was 18. She said, Jermaine said, her and Michael Jackson used to make fun of each other. That's why I'm going to have a hit record. I'm going to have on a CD coming out. I mean, an album coming out off the wall.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Huh?
I didn't even hear that. That's amazing.
Right. And I was like, wow, she knew the whole family, like, for all those years. And her,
I did not know that.
And she did, she was singing in the background for Jermaine one time, for him.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like the background singer for Jermaine one time.
Well, yeah, well,
even for
sure
her auntie. Even for her auntie, she was sung in the background for her auntie as well.
Well, they say she also sung in the background for Elvis Presley.
Woo, I didn't hear that, but this girl, is they she a diva?
For Elvis
girl,
Presley.
Girl, know everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Is that something?
Yeah.
It doesn't stop, you know? It doesn't stop. And this is someone we'll be hearing about for generations to come.
This year's going to be another Elvis that everybody can't stop talking about. We see Whitney Houston, but she ain't dead.
My daughter's going to the gym. She just want to tell you she loves you. Thank you. Hold on.
Not
did you hear Monkey D? Did you hear her? Did you hear her? She just want to tell you that she loves you, man, because she was listening to the show, but she's on her way to the gym right now.
Who is that? Tim Tiff?
That was Tiffany.
I should have known the diva. I tried to call her early to let her know she is gorgeous when I was looking on her Facebook.
Yeah,
I was going to call her to let her know she's a diva, too.
Cool. Oh,
yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and close the show up and let everybody know thank you for taking time out listening to me. And I had so much fun talking about positive things and when it comes to Whitney Houston and her songs will live on. Like Mocha D said, it's on keep on continuing and we're going to keep on loving her and we don't care if people saying when we're going to let her rest in peace. Whitney Houston will rest in peace, but we will never stop talking about her. How about that?
When we say so. I love you more. I love you more. Yep. And if you don't mind, I'm giving a shout out to my sister out there, Ollie Mae Simpson. What's her last name now? She's going to kick my butt. what is her last name? Banks. Holly Mae Banks. I just want to give a shout out to her because I haven't talked to her in a while, and we're communicating more than ever, and I'm so happy. You guys, if you got family out there that you're not talking to or speaking to for whatever reason, and maybe they far, far away, you just haven't heard from them, call them up and tell them that you love them. Because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Call them up.
I know that's right. And on that pretty little bow she wrapped up, and on a, how should I say it? I'm just going to say, like, the only way I know how to say, deuces.
Deuces.
To all the lovers in the place.
Love
in the place. This is for you, baby. This is for you. To all the haters in the place,
haters in the place.
I ain't singing to you, baby. I ain't singing to you. It's been a long, crazy week. All I want is a little time. Put my hands, put my feet. Let it go tonight. Leave the stress at home. Tell the drama no. You ain't gonna kill my vibe. Oh no. I look at you.
Meeting on the floor, I can feel your love when our bodies touch.
baby. The stars for you.
It's about the lovers.
All the haters in the
pain.
I ain't singing to you, baby. I ain't singing to you.
Got it going.